Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. I have a question in regards to a charge that I have on my Discover card.
Okay. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
86442.
And your first and last name?
Linda Hayworth.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. I'm still trying to locate your account. Okay, I did locate that account, ma'am. And can you verify your address for security purposes?
My what, honey?
Your address.
Oh, my address. 2350 Adobe Road, space number 270, Bullhead City, 86442.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 4th of this month, you paid shipping and handling of $7.95 for a foot massager. That was a free gift into our gadget store. It states in the terms and conditions that when you order that, you're going to be enrolled in our gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $54.97. And every month enrolled, you receive a $125 gift card to get other gadgets like the foot massage.
No, I don't want that at all. I don't understand. I don't know nothing about that. I thought I got a free gift from Ace Hardware.
Okay, ma'am, so I can go ahead and get that canceled out for you so you don't get billed again for the gadget store.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I did go ahead and cancel that out for you so you won't get billed again next month. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Wait a minute. I don't want to be billed for this month.
Okay, ma'am, so since that is a valid charge, what I can do is go ahead and issue a 35% refund.
Well, why should I pay for any of it? Because that's not what I was understanding at all.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. So because it was in those terms and conditions, the most I can do for you is see if I can get maybe a 50% refund. But because those charges are valid, I won't be able to process a full refund, ma'am.
Then give me at least 50% taken off.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment.
Boy, that was a hoax.
Okay, ma'am, so I can go ahead and get that 50% refunded back to you. It is going to take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Okay, so when do I get, I don't want to be charged anymore on this.
Yes, ma'am, I canceled the account, so you won't get charged again. You're going to get your refund in 3 to 5 business days, and you're still going to receive that purifier if you haven't received it yet, ma'am.
I don't want to receive nothing from you people. Now, I have a question. What am I going to be charged on my next Discover card?
Okay, ma'am, so you're not going to be charged again. Your account has been canceled.
I know, but you say I still owe you. You're only going to take 50% off. What about the rest of it?
You don't owe us anything. You were already charged, and I refunded 50% of it back to you, ma'am. So you don't owe us anything.
Okay, but what about my Discover card? I don't owe them anything either?
That's correct, ma'am.
This is not making sense to me at all.
Okay, ma'am.
You charged. Yes, but I haven't paid the bill.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm calling you before I pay the bill.
Okay, ma'am. So if you haven't paid the bill yet, you've already been charged at $54.97. So you're going to have to pay them half.
And what is half?
Pay them $27.49, ma'am.
$27.49, and when will they realize that I owe them only $27.49?
Well, in 3 to 5 business days, your refund will process, ma'am.
Okay, so I should call Discover in 3 to 5 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And they should know that the bill is $27.49.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have to sound so stupid, bitch.